Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chad Ogea. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Vizquel moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Thome moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ventura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carcoviche hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berga reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza bunts towards the mound. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards first. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Thome moves to second. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Espinoza reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Espinoza moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Espinoza scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fernandez, and towards Guillen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Vizquel scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Gielen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Espinoza scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Ventura moves to third. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Sirotka now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tomey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Two outs. Bill Simas now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Martinez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Martinez. Bell scores. Ramirez moves to third. Murray moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 0-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez is 0-3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Lyle Mouton now playing left field. Tony Phillips now playing first base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 0-3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Espinoza is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lofton is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Berga, who tags Baines, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull is 0-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ventura strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.